This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monet.
Tuesday, November 11th. God's word for you today is by books. Our scripture reading is taken from Daniel chapter 9, verse 2. And it says, during the first year of his reign, I, Daniel, learned from reading the word of the Lord as revealed to Jeremiah the prophet that Jerusalem must lie desolate for 70 years. The first way to mold and stretch your mind, to exercise and sharpen your brain, and to access systems and processes that will baffle the world is the books you read. Daniel was able to activate a 70-year-old prophecy by reading. The King James Version puts it this way, I, Daniel, understood by books the number of the years whereof the word of the Lord came to Jeremiah the prophet. Just read. Listening is very powerful. Listening to audiobooks is also powerful, but listening is best done when there are no distractions. For instance, attending church physically versus attending church online. When you are physically in church, listening to a sermon, it has the highest impact on you. But if you're attending a service online, while you are cooking, your attention is divided. But before you know it, the person preaching has said two or three things that has flown over your head. Yes, you will gain a lot, but not as much as when your attention is undisturbed and you are in a church setting. This is why physical church will always trump online church any day. I came across these statistics years ago and it challenged me to my core. Most people admire CEOs, particularly of Fortune 500 companies. They say that their annual take home is millions of dollars. But did you know that on average, the CEO of a Fortune 500 company reads 60 books a year? How many books have you read this year? You know the number. The point is, the mind that is not exercised cannot access certain things that heaven is releasing. Your mind needs to be exercised. If you're a leader and you are not reading, you are wrong. Again, hearing the word is so powerful, it stretches your mind. You cannot read a book and cook or drive at the same time. You have to choose the one that will take your focus. And that is why reading is so powerful. Hearing is also powerful. Let me tell you what I do. Maybe it will help. When I buy a book, I always purchase the audiobook as well. What I do is, while I'm reading the physical book, I am listening to the audiobook simultaneously. I hardly ever read the physical book at 1x. That is the speed of reading. I mostly listen to the audiobook at 1.5x or 2x speed. So it forces me to read the physical book faster. So I am able to read much more in a shorter time. You have to read because the books you read stretch your mind. Let us pray. Father, as I stretch my mind by reading books, open my understanding and grace me with deep insight and solutions to the world problems. In Jesus' mighty name, amen.
We trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv. For more information about our locations and services, God bless you.